All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is July 10th. The time is 11:33. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So why don't we go around, everybody on the call, if you could state your name for the record. Adam, do we want to start with you?
Sure. Adam Loser. I'm the chair for the district.
I'm Jonathan Thornley. I'm on the board as the treasurer as well. Scott, you're on mute.
Scott, did you weigh in?
We still can't hear you, Scott.
Still on mute, Scott.
We'll jump, Scott. More Horton people want to jump in. We'll come back to them.
Exactly.
Jeff Stevenson, I'm an advisor on the project with DR Horton.
Thanks, Jeff.
Tom Wayne with Wells Fargo is underwriter.
Tron Luke with Wells Fargo, underwriter.
Still can't hear you, Scott.
Evan Watson, Wells Fargo, underwriter.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, bond counsel.
Ryan Paulson, Wells Fargo, underwriter.
Melissa Trunnell, region counsel, D.R. Horton.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Scott, you figured it out yet?
You can come jump in my office or jump in Jeff's if you want to.
Sorry, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, now we can.
I don't know what the deal was, but I was unmuted on my computer, but I couldn't get anything to work there. But Scott Bishop, I'm a member of the PID board and also secretary or clerk.
Great. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. All right. Jennifer, do we have any of the public that's at the anchor location?
We do not.
Okay, great. I don't show anyone other than those who spoke. So we'll go to the consent items, the draft minutes. Board, did you have a chance to review those and did they look accurate to you?
Yes, they look good.
Great. Could we get a motion then to approve those minutes?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the meeting held June 14th, 2024.
Thank you.
I second that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great, that's unanimous. All right, we'll go to item D, which is our public hearing. It's the main reason we're here. So we're going to hold a public hearing related to I believe it's the parameters resolution. We're going to have Aaron go through it. It's basically to take public comment dealing with that will happen by those. So Aaron, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. So as you may recall, at the previous board meeting, we adopted the parameters resolution, setting the parameters for the bonds, the max rate and terms. One of the state law requirements is that the issuers hold a public hearing to let the public give any input that they want on the bonds and the project. So that's the purpose here. Happy to answer any questions or otherwise think you could make a motion to move into public hearing.
Board, any questions?
Nope.
Okay. We could get a motion. We could get a motion to open the public hearing. That would be great.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Jonathan.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we're in the public hearing. Sorry, Aaron, I should have taken you now for explaining, but as Aaron explained, the purpose for the public hearing. So, Jennifer, do we have any members of the public that's there at the anchor location?
We do not. No members of the public have joined the meeting either.
That's perfect. All right, so now if we could get a motion to close the public hearing.
Can you hear me? Make a motion? Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, you got it. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Scott.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right, we'll go to item E, which is consideration of the engagement letter with Kazi. Have you guys had a chance to review that? Does it look acceptable to you as the board?
I believe our legal counsel, our local legal counsel, still needed to weigh in on it.
Okay. So if that's the case, we can put that aside and we'll bring it back at a future board meeting. Any other items, board, that you want to bring forward?
I just have a quick question regarding the proposed timeline that Wells Fargo sent us. And maybe that's not appropriate for this meeting, but...
No, it is.
Okay. We had targeted a bond issuance near the end of August. Are we still on target for that date?
Yeah, I would say we're running maybe a week or two behind. I think the Zonda study needed some refreshing. And so with the pushback in that, we probably are, you know, a week or two behind schedule at this point.
And I just add as well, we've circulated kind of a refreshed offering memorandum, and we're just waiting for kind of the comments and the updates there to just make sure that we're matching the information for the revised district boundaries. So we can, you know, we can certainly send out kind of a follow-up to that. But I think, you know, along with the getting the updated market study, we'll just need to confirm the existing information, you know, that it applies to the new lots or what we need to update on that front as far as some of the ownership and timing and things. So we can get an updated list back around to the group, but just wanted to remind of that as well.
Okay. We are under a time crunch, as we always are, and as you know. The first phase is going to be complete in September, near the beginning of September, and we'd like to have these bonds issued prior to that, as Chernobyl is the developer and we're purchasing finished lots from them, so we'd like to have this all buttoned up before that purchase.
Okay. Aaron and Wells, think we have our marching orders, right? Try to get it done as soon as we can.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. I think all the approvals for the board are out of the way now. It's just, like I said, getting that updated study and getting the offering document to finalize with the new specs. Have we received the certificate of annexation from the Lieutenant Governor's office, or do you know the status on that?
Yeah, I can update on that. We have not yet received the certificates. They had some follow-up questions, which we responded to. There was a question on one of the descriptions on one of the plats, but they seemed satisfied with the explanation that the surveyor provided. So at this point, we're just waiting for those certificates to be issued. Should be any day.
Perfect. Thank you, Matt.
And I believe the market study has been updated and circulated. Let me know if somebody hasn't seen that. But I think it was last week sometime, we got the updated market study.
Yeah, are you guys signed off on that? I guess the absorptions were a little bit different than what they had in there previously. So I think if you guys can take a look and let us know if you're good, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay, Okay. Yeah, if we can wrap these items up, we can get it taken care of. Jonathan, thanks for bringing that up. That helped, definitely.
Hey, Michael.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, let's just have the board make a motion to table that item E1.
Okay. Board, can we get that motion to table that, and we'll bring it back at a future board meeting?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to table item E1.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. Any other items from the board that you want to bring forward or we need to talk about?
I don't think
so. If not, okay, we can take a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Jonathan.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That was unanimous. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much.
See ya.